Ever think a little extra rain could be kind of bad? Like really bad for our rivers and stuff.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Today we're looking at this study. Eutrophication will increase during the 21st century as a result of precipitation changes. And it's got some pretty wild findings about climate change and water
Yeah,
pollution.
it's that extra rain.
Yeah, exactly. More rain usually means more nitrogen being washed into our rivers.
And it's not like nitrogen's all bad, it's essential, right?
Right, everything in moderation.
But too much. That's where things get messy. Get these massive algal blooms, and when those die off.
They suck all the oxygen out of the water, right, creating those dead zones we hear about.
Exactly. And this study published in Science suggests that even if we stopped polluting today, climate change alone could make things worse with all the extra rain we're expecting.
So it's like even if we clean up our act, the rain might still mess things up.
That's the gist of it, yeah. This study really throws a wrench in our usual ways of tackling pollution.
So before we dive into all that, can you remind us what eutrophication is exactly for folks who are new to this whole thing?
Sure. Imagine a pristine lake, crystal clear water, fish swimming around. Now picture that same lake, but it's covered in a thick layer of green gunk.
Like pea soup, almost.
Yeah, kind of like that. That's essentially what eutrophication can lead to. It happens when a water body gets overloaded with nutrients, especially nitrogen.
Like over-fertilizing a garden.
Precisely. A little bit is good, but too much, and everything goes haywire. In the case of our lakes and rivers, all that excess nitrogen acts like a giant buffet for algae, causing them to multiply like crazy.
And then those massive algal blooms die off, creating those dead zones we were talking about.
Exactly. They consume a ton of oxygen, leaving little for fish and other aquatic life. It's a big problem.
Okay, so that's eutrophication in a nutshell. Now let's bring climate change into the picture. Most people think more rain is a good thing, but this study suggests otherwise.
Yeah, more rain isn't always better, especially when you consider the way it impacts nitrogen runoff. The study focused on the U.S., and what they found is that by 2100, nitrogen loading in U.S. rivers could increase by a significant amount just from changes in rainfall.
Just from the rain.
Yeah, their models predict an average increase of 19% by the end of the century, even if we somehow keep our current pollution levels constant. That's a big deal.
19%. So even if we magically stopped all other sources of nitrogen pollution today, we'd still be facing a significant increase just because of climate change messing with our rainfall.
It seems that way, which is kind of scary when you think about it. And the crazy part is, it's not like this extra rain is evenly
All right.
distributed, right?
Some places are going to get hit harder than others.
Right.
So let's talk about those hotspots. Which regions are we most concerned about here?
Yeah, so the Northeast is definitely one to watch. They're already dealing with their fair share of nitrogen pollution.
Right, lots of cities, lots of people.
Exactly. And then you've got the Upper Mississippi Atchafalaya River Basin. That's a big one.
Huge agricultural area, right?
Right, so you've got fertilizer runoff, and then you add in all this extra rain, it's a recipe for trouble. And we can't forget about the Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes are interesting because they're so massive, you'd think they could handle a little extra rain.
You'd think so, right? But they're already facing challenges with nutrient pollution from agriculture and urban runoff.
So it's like anything else, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Pretty much. And the thing is, we're already making efforts to clean up these waterways, but this study suggests it might not be enough.
It's like trying to outrun a rainstorm.
Yeah.
You might make some progress, but eventually you're going to get soaked.
That's a good way to put it. This study really highlights the need for a more proactive and adaptable approach to water management.
So what can we do? I mean, we can't just stop the rain.
No, we can't, but we can try to mitigate its impact. For example, this study found that a lot of the extra nitrogen runoff happens during the spring when the ground is already saturated.
Makes sense. Everything's thawing out. The ground can't absorb as much water.
Exactly. So maybe we need to rethink how we manage fertilizer application in the spring or explore ways to improve soil health so it can better absorb those spring showers.
So it's about working with nature, not against it.
Precisely. And it's not just about the spring either. We need to be thinking long term about how we manage our water resources in a changing climate. This study found that the increase in nitrogen loading could be as high as 18% in the Mississippi River Basin alone.
18% just from the rain. That's wild. And I'm guessing that has some serious implications for the EPA's goals of reducing nitrogen loading in the basin.
It definitely throws a wrench in things. The EPA has set a target of reducing nitrogen loading by 20%, but if climate change is adding an extra 18% on top of that...
It's like taking one step forward and two steps back.
Exactly. We might need to rethink those targets and consider even more aggressive reductions to account for the impact of climate change.
So it's not just about cleaning up our act, it's about cleaning it up even more than we thought we had to.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the U.S. either. This is a global issue.
So we're talking about the U.S. This isn't just a U.S. problem, right? This rain thing is happening everywhere.
Exactly. This study focused on the U.S. because, you know, they had the data and the resources, but this is a global issue for sure.
So where else are we seeing these kinds of problems popping up?
Well, the study specifically pointed to India and eastern China as regions of high concern.
Makes sense. Those places rely heavily on agriculture, right? Lots of fertilizer use.
Exactly. And they're also projected to experience some of the most significant changes in rainfall.
So it's like all those ingredients are coming together to create a perfect storm of risk.
Pretty much. And it's not just limited to those two countries either. Anywhere you have that combination of high nitrogen input from agriculture and increased precipitation from climate change, you're going to see similar challenges emerge.
So this is something we really need to be paying attention to globally.
Absolutely. This study is a wake-up call. It tells us that we can't just focus on reducing pollution at the source. We also need to be prepared for how climate change will impact those sources in ways we might not expect.
Right. It's like we need to be playing chess, not checkers, always thinking a few steps ahead.
Exactly. And it highlights the interconnectedness of these environmental challenges. You know, climate change impacts rainfall.
Right.
Rainfall impacts water quality. Water quality impacts human health. It's all connected.
It's like a domino effect. One thing leads to another.
Precisely. So the key takeaway here is that we need a more holistic and adaptable approach to water management. We can't just rely on the solutions of the past. We need to be innovative and forward-thinking.
So for our listeners out there who are maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, what's the one thing you want them to remember from this deep dive?
The main takeaway is that we need to be proactive, not reactive. We can't wait for water quality to decline further before we take action. We need to be making changes now to mitigate the impacts of climate change on our water resources.
So what can we do as individuals? I mean, besides, you know, using less fertilizer?
Well, for starters, stay informed. Educate yourself about the challenges facing your local waterways and support organizations that are working to protect them.
That's always a good starting point.
It is. And, you know, be mindful of your own water consumption. Make sure you're not wasting water and be aware of how your actions impact the environment.
So every little bit helps.
Exactly. Every drop counts.
This has been a fascinating deep dive, to say the least. It's amazing how something as seemingly simple as rain can have such a profound impact on our planet.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show how interconnected everything is. You know, we often think of climate change as this distant threat, but it's already impacting us in ways we might not even realize.
And it's only going to become more pronounced in the years to come.
Exactly. Which is why it's so important that we start taking action now.
Well said. Well, folks, we've covered a lot of ground today, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. If you're interested in learning more about eutrophication, nitrogen pollution, and what's being done to address these challenges, be sure to check out the resources we've linked in the episode notes. And as always, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time.